Hello and welcome to episode 49 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
Today we're going to do the Living Seas in Epcot Center.
With Living with the Seas.
Living with the Seas. Not to be confused with Nemo. Or at all.
Nemo's bad.
Nemo stinks. Actually, Nemo in Animal Kingdom's good, but Animal Kingdom, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Nemo at Epcot is terrible. And it shouldn't be there.
Right. It belongs in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were trying to say.
Well, like, I wouldn't move the aquarium into Animal Kingdom, even though it's animals and that makes sense. I just liked it. It was the Living Seas, and that's kind of like ruining it if you're moving it.
Living with the land makes sense because of
right. the future.
The land.
Yep.
And the places.
Yeah.
Living with the seas doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it does, but it also doesn't. It's more about the sea life.
But the seas are just the opposite of the land.
I would say space is the opposite of the land.
Yeah, it's possible. But the space is there too.
The sea is the opposite of the clouds.
The wind is not there, however.
Yeah, well, they do have currents. That's not true. Currents is the equivalent of the wind in the sea.
So the wind is in the seas?
Well,
you're covering wind in there?
The current is the wind of the seas.
Ah, I see. So it's a metaphor for wind.
It's not a metaphor.
But the fire is never there. Oh, the fire
That's
is in Spaceship
true.
Earth.
There is fire in underneath the sea. There are underwater volcanoes.
Not in the living seas.
Not in the living seas.
These are alive animals.
All right.
So that's why.
So I was being literal, and you were being living with the seas.
No, I was doing all the elements that you need to cover in Epcot.
Sand.
Sand, is that?
Mercury.
The beach. Mercury?
Yeah.
Venus?
No, Mercury the element.
No, and you don't need Mercury. Oh. Where are you going to put that? Maybe there's temperature
You
got to
put
gauges.
In the thermometers.
Maybe there's thermometers in the seas. Maybe the seas has everything.
You have to put in your vaccines.
The seas has sand. It's on the bottom.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have fire.
It's more rocks.
I think there's sand in there.
There's no fire in anywhere surrounding the seas?
That would be pretty bad. Oh, well, there's the coral reef, and if they set anything on fire, there's fire.
It wouldn't be that bad because of volcanoes. It would represent volcanoes, and volcanoes are mostly in the sea.
Yeah, but you're not going to put a real volcano in the aquarium.
You could put a real volcano. It wouldn't be... everything is real.
Even a fake one?
So you could put a...
A mimicking
A mock
volcano?
Volcano, yes.
And like have it go off like...
Periodically.
Where? In the water?
So they got... They got the Rainforest Cafe.
They got, no, they don't. Not in Epcot.
They got T-Rex.
Okay, they have them in Disney
why
World.
Why don't they have a Living with the
cafe?
Sea?
Volcano cafe?
A Living with the Sea. Why don't they have a...
You mean Coral Reef?
Yeah, but not Coral Reef.
So like the... Well, the bar in T-Rex.
Is that a sea?
It's
I've never
like,
been in T-Rex. I don't know. Oh,
I've seen pictures of it. It's like a big octopus on top of it and like there's an aquarium and stuff. So technically that's at Rainforest Cafe.
Why not just have a under the water... sea-themed restaurant like they do in Full House with the pirates.
That's where they go is Coral Reef. That's where they go in the Disney episode.
I'm not talking about the Disney episode.
Oh, my
God. I'm talking
God.
About the episode where they go to a pirate restaurant.
They have those, too. I'm pretty sure there's one in Florida.
I've never been.
There's one that's like, it's like medieval times, only pirates.
It must not exist if I've never been.
I've never been there either. I want to go to it, actually. I have no idea what it's called, but...
I like medieval pirates.
Medieval pirate times?
Yes. Fuck yes.
I've never done medieval times either.
And they just drink rum instead of mead?
Do they?
Pirates drink
rum.
Rum?
That would be way better. I think I would like that better than medieval times. The only thing I know of medieval times is from Cable Guy. Because they go there.
Yeah, and I don't know nothing about it.
And Jeanine Garofalo is the waitress.
I've seen it. It's been in a lot of films, I think.
Oh, that's the only one I've seen.
Maybe not that particular.
Red Knight going down.
We're living with the seas today.
We're living with the seas. Do you want to do some Disney history before we live with the seas?
I would love to do that. This day in Disney?
Yes, this day. Today, July 17th, we are recording. So I'm going to read some, and there's a big day today. Do you know what day it is for Disney?
July 12th. It is a big day.
Not 12th. I just said 17th. How'd you get 12?
17th, I don't know.
Oi. No wonder why you need a calendar. Your calendar says June 19th.
I'm a little behind.
You
this is tough because I saw something on the internet today.
You don't get to Disney feeds as much, right?
No, not as often
you don't
as
see
you
it,
do.
Yeah.
But I did see something today. You're going to tell me and I'm going to go, oh, God damn it, I knew that.
So you don't want to guess?
No, go ahead. I'm not going to guess.
It is Disneyland's 63rd birthday.
Motherfucker, I knew
it. I even sent you the video, actually.
You sent me a video?
Yeah, the video for Disneyland.
I saw that my dad posted it. That's why I knew.
Wait, you're in the wrong video right now.
You only gave me one video.
No, I sent three.
Oh, we might not be ready then.
Oh, fucker. But I guess you didn't read the videos that I sent you.
Nope, I just saw the one.
Yeah, well.
My belt.
So Disneyland is 63 years young today. Happy birthday to Disneyland. I feel like we've done too much Disneyland on this show.
We've done too much Disneyland? I feel like we almost never do Disneyland.
Well, we've done a little bit of Disneyland. Yeah, we've done a few attractions, but not real like rides.
But we're just doing it in preparation for...
Going to Disneyland?
Yeah. Well, no, for Disneyland's 63rd
birthday. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were just preparing these past few months to celebrate. So I guess I couldn't really find like a clip of new opening day for Disneyland. Like everyone posted like the hour and 13 broadcast. And I'm like, no, I'm not watching the whole thing. That sounds boring.
What is it?
Like the opening of Disneyland.
It was just on TV?
Yeah. It was like an hour and a half almost. So. All right,
so we won't cover that, but maybe we'll post it somewhere.
Yeah, I could post it if you want. But what I found was it must have happened today or yesterday or whatever it is. Disneyland did the 63rd birthday celebration as like a parade or something. So I figured we'd watch that. It's only 8 minutes long.
Like legitimately yesterday?
I think it's today. I mean, today was the birthday, right?
And it's up here already?
Yeah.
This is terrific.
It's the magic of YouTube.
No, you said the 17th was the birthday.
Is today the 17th?
Today's the 18th.
Oh. I might have picked the wrong day.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
I don't know what
We're recording on the 17th now.
No, this is July 18th.
We just traveled back in time.
It says July 18th.
Okay.
I was right.
All right. Fuck.
It's July 18th.
Fuck dates.
July 17th was yesterday and we did not record. So we'll watch the birthday celebration right now. Right now. Hello.
Mary Poppins, Cruella De Vil.
Oh, there's a lot
of... cast member.
The dog from Up. Up. The old man.
The genie.
Kid from Up. What?
Jasmine, the genie.
Jasmine
Aladdin.
Looks... What the hell's Jasmine wearing? Oh, wait, that's Jasmine. Who the hell was that other bitch? Oh, yes. She just has balloons.
Oh, Moana.
Oh, just random people holding balloons.
The goofer.
The balloons look like the old ones that don't have the stupid plastic around them.
They look much better.
Oh, I love those.
I mean, they still look like shit.
They put those stupid plastic things around them. They look so ugly.
You think
just leave them as the ears?
This is the opening parade.
I can't really hear this. Is there any happening? Oh, Miko and Pocahontas. Oh my God, Prince Charming looks like a chick. Oh, I love the mouses from Cinderella.
Yeah, they look all right.
Mice. Eric and Ariel. I really like those balloon people. They got it going on. Oh, look at the big truck.
Happy birthday, Disneyland.
Look at all the balloons. Holy shit. Oh, my God. They even got balloons that say 63.
I'm sure those are pretty common.
Yeah, that's true. They probably had them from years ago. They probably saved it from the 36th, you know?
And the 6th and the 3rd.
Yep, that's true.
Recycled. Hello.
Hello. Oh, Minnie's going to hit her head.
Is that Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell?
I wish it was. Disneyland. Disneyland, yay. Is everyone ready to sing happy birthday?
No.
Please don't. Before we do that. Oh, good. Oh. Simple day?
Yep.
She say resentful? Simple? What'd she say? Disneyland. Welcome. Oh, he's going to play the whole speech? Oh, okay.
Yep. Oh.
Minnie's like, what do I do? Keep waving? I don't know what to do.
It's like, I'm just going to look around and shake my head.
Where's Mickey? Where'd that bitch go?
He's at the end of
Peter
parade.
Pan. Hook.
Peter Pan looked very upset to be there.
Hook's hookahs. Wendy and Shmee. I don't know. Is that Ariel in like a shitty dress?
On the left of the screen, yeah.
She looks terrible.
She looks so basic.
Yeah, what a bitch. Basic bitch. Oh, yay!
Oh, there's only two of them because the other two are probably on the other side.
Oh. Where's Mickey on the other side?
Looks like it. looks like he's
Peter Connor.
Yeah, Peter Conductor.
Peter Conductor. Oh, it's already over.
No, this is...
That was the ending of Happy Birthday. Oh, no. I thought they'd sing a good Happy Birthday.
That's the intro. That's like the bar
it
at
is?
The beginning, yeah.
But it's at the end, too.
Happy birthday is the same thing four times in a row.
I hate Happy Birthday. It's the worst song to sing. You should sing anything but Happy Birthday on your birthday.
Right.
I hate singing to people. Shut up.
I usually don't. I just mouth
and then people
the words.
Oh, look, confetti's. Holy shit, this person got decked. Oh, it's covering the camera.
Thank you for removing it. That would have been terrible.
That's it? What's the rest of this? This must be a parade, right?
I mean, at least 3.5 minutes left. Unless they're just going to sit here and dance. See, there he was. He was on the other side.
Mickey, hi.
Oh, hi, Mickey. Thanks for waving.
Mickey's got that new face on.
Now everyone over there is just getting Mickey butt.
Oh, Mr. Incredible.
All
oh,
the
Pinocchio.
Incredibles. The Up character. Not the Up. Inside Out characters are over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Not over there.
I don't know this song at all. Celebrate the moment?
Yeah. You know. The moment of your birthday.
I should have sang Happy Birthday, Princess. That's my favorite.
Happy Birthday, Princess.
Oh, look, Tiana. Oh, Jesus, she's running.
Oh, Brer.
Oh, the splashes.
The Brers are there.
Oh, that old man cow thing. I don't know what that is. Who is that?
Isn't the female's Jezebel, right?
Jezebel? I don't think it's Jezebel. It's Bertha or something. No, I can't remember her name now.
Who's this bitch?
Clarabelle.
Oh, Clarabelle.
Look, I like the chipmunk that's a chick that's lazy and stuff. She's hot.
She's like...
I don't know what her name is.
She's like
I
slut
love her,
chipmunk.
Though. Yeah, slutty chipmunk.
I've never heard
oh,
of
look,
her.
Oh, look, Jack Sparrow. And then
was that the same
Chip
one that was a douchebag to me?
Are Chippendale pirates?
Yes.
Oh, Jiminy. I want to meet Jiminy. Ooh, is that the unknown prince? Yep.
What
prince
do you mean?
With no name.
Isn't he Prince Charming?
No, Snow White's prince is just named Prince. Some people say it's like Ferdinand or something, and I'm like, that's not right. Oh, look, Moana.
Yeah.
That's who I was confused with.
Where's the rock, Moana?
Where's Aladdin? Genie and Jasmine are just hanging out?
No. Well, yeah.
Oh, the penguin from Mary Poppins.
Aladdin's there. He's dressed like Sultan Aladdin.
I don't see him. He wasn't with his people.
I don't think they should have Cruella de Vil
yeah,
following
Cruella
that penguin.
Just doesn't make sense. She's the only, like, her and Hook are the only villains there. Like,
there's Aladdin right there.
That was not Aladdin.
That,
that
was
the guy from Tarzan.
It was Aladdin.
No, it was Jane's, like... father or something.
The bad guy from Tarzan?
Yeah, like the guy that like has the cape. Where's Esmeralda, bitches?
Where's Quasimodo?
What the fuck? You're missing people. Where's the, like, where's the people, the bad guys from Hercules, like Kane and Spirit or whatever? What's their names? Hate and Kramit?
Sure.
I don't know. I just keep making up names. Pain and Tonic.
Gin and Tonic?
Pain and Abel.
Are you thinking of Cain and Abel?
No, it's like Pain and Panic, I think.
That's, I think you got
panic,
it.
Pain and Panic. Took me a while.
Yeah.
That guy has a confetti
oh, that's
in his
Aladdin
hand.
Right there. Look at
him. Oh, there he is. He's just sitting on the side. He's just waiting for the parade to be over.
He's got a smile like he belongs out there.
Yeah. He's like, oh, there's Edna.
That's it.
Wait, there's only half the Inside Out people.
I know. The other ones couldn't make
that
it.
That sucks. Oh, Winnie the Pooh peoples. Maximilian. We have to watch Goofy movies still.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
The cast members are wearing weird outfits. I don't get what that has to do with the parade.
It's just
they like
outfits they've worn throughout the years, right?
Look like, no, I don't think so. They look like they were in like a apron or something. Look at all the vloggers chasing after the rope. Fucking losers.
Keep doing it,
why do you have to get the back of the parade? Who cares?
We need videos to watch, so
yeah,
keep doing it.
Get them, get them. Yeah, but I don't need to see the back of parade if it's leaving.
Yeah, you're
right.
I
need to follow it and be an asshole.
Well...
Do they?
You don't.
They do? Oh. All right. Let's get on to more historia now that
what
we are over with
this?
Disneyland. Oh, well, we'll get there.
Oh, that's the scary picture I was talking about earlier. But it.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah.
Someone like looks like a mummy, but they're just doing a facial.
I like it.
That is scary.
Terrifying.
We'll watch that after because I want to see what movie that is. Maybe I'll watch it. Look, I bet it's just like plastic surgery that went wrong or something. And
botched.
Then she turns into like a horror person.
Great, great premise for a movie.
1960, Disneyland celebrates its 5th birthday with a 5-foot-tall birthday cake.
5 feet of birthday cake.
So doesn't that mean
edible?
That they should have had a 63-foot birthday cake this year?
If they had done another foot for each year, yes.
That's exactly. They should have.
But they didn't. They stopped at 5 feet.
If that was 63 feet, would you need to get one of those lights on it? Or is it like 100 and something feet for that?
I think it's above 200 or something.
Oh. Well, close enough.
Yeah, sure.
63 feet of cake. That's a lot of cake.
I'm just really looking forward to the 69th birthday.
Yeah, we'll go down there for the 69th. You can't miss it.
You can't.
Let's see what else happened. Great, 1965, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln opens to the public the day after its official dedication.
One of my faves.
In Disneyland. We've never done that, so I don't know how it would be your favorite.
And I just love Mr. Lincoln.
We've never watched it, and I don't plan on doing it in this show. It'd just be too boring.
All right.
45 minutes of Abraham Lincoln. Ooh, okay. Also that day, the Red Wagon Inn reopens as the Plaza Inn, a cafeteria-style restaurant in Disneyland. That sounds nice.
Quite interesting.
It was the park's top restaurant and Walt's personal favorite.
Oh.
Ooh. The Plaza at Magic Kingdom is just all right, the restaurant. I don't think you've ever been there. I ate there a long time ago.
I don't think I've ever even seen it.
It's like right behind the ice cream parlor on Main Street, like to the right on the way to Tomorrowland.
Is it? So it's near the like the
like
extra
the
entrance, the extra.
Yeah, yeah. So we never eat there. Probably never. Well, we might, but you can't even make reservations, I'm pretty sure.
Do you need to?
No.
All right, then.
Let's see. 1989, Splash Mountain had officially opened to the public in Disneyland. You know what's weird? In my timeline today on Twitter, some guy posted a picture of Splash Mountain and said today the soft open of Splash Mountain happened in Disney history. And then the next tweet was Mark Norman making a joke about how gay people that don't come out of the closet are just soft opening or something.
No, that like, only come out to a few people.
Few people are just a soft open. I was like, that was perfectly timed.
It was. It was like Twitter knew what it was
doing. Yeah, exactly. It's like soft open. There you go. Let's see what else is there. Okay, so now we'll get to the little trailer I opened up. 1990, Disney's newest movie division, Hollywood Pictures, releases its first, its very first feature, Arachnophobia, a comedy horror film co-produced with Amblin Entertainment about deadly spiders who infest a small California town. The film stars Jeff Daniels and John Goodman. I don't think I ever saw this.
I've never seen it. I thought it had Gutenberg in it.
Who? No. Spider movie?
Yeah. He was a big actor at the time.
Yeah, but...
He was in everything at the time.
You just thought he was in it because he was always in movies?
For some reason, I remember him being in a Spider movie.
I only saw Eight-Legged Freaks, and that was a terrible movie.
I remember Arachnophobia,
I don't remember this at all.
I don't remember seeing it, but I remember the trailer, and
I was like, eh, we'll just watch it, see what happens.
I was frightened.
We'll see what happens.
Let's see. You haven't watched this at all?
No, just like made sure it was okay to watch.
And not pornographic?
Yes. NSFW. Oh, well, that's a nice little beginning.
Call. I learned about crows today.
The family has just moved to the small town of Canaima.
Canaima?
Oh, Ross, smell that
sounds
air.
Like Lima.
Smell it.
Oh,
God. Ew.
In search of a simpler life.
Want a blue of a bullfrog?
What?
Yes.
It's the
you stupid
place.
Kids.
Goodbye, crime. Goodbye. Grime,
except for one pesky little problem.
Ew.
Come with me and look at the web.
The web?
I have
worldwide
terrible
web?
Fear of spiders. Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this.
Ew.
Irrational, paralyzing.
Oh, no.
He's scared of spiders. Oh, wow. I wouldn't go in there. There's spider webs everywhere.
Hollywood Pictures and
what
Amblin
the fuck? They're moving the cups.
They're huge.
We're in the living room.
Poor Jeff Daniels.
Kill a spider.
And John Goodman.
He can't kill a spider.
Oh, that guy. Ooh.
John Goodman?
No, the guy next to
him. Oh, look, the old lady from Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
I would.
False alarm, then lead on. There's no spider here.
Every so often in a little town somewhere, there is a health scare.
There's a rumor going around that some kind of spider might have killed Sam Metcalf.
This sounds boring.
Spiders make convenient culprits.
They just keep saying spiders. How is this a movie?
I think one of your Venezuelan spiders hitched a ride here.
There may be some spiders around here that are
very
should have dangerous.
Counted how many times they said spiders.
Just run.
They spread out from a central nest in a web-like pattern and dominate the entire area.
Ew!
Yeah, that's a tough one.
This town is
I don't want to watch this.
My private stock.
Okay.
There was a spider in the popcorn.
Ew.
Hollywood Pictures and Amblin Entertainment present...
Jesus Christ. He has a fucking flamethrower for spiders.
Two fangs and an attitude.
Oh, God.
Lloyd,
If we find the spider that did this, you can arrest him.
Arachnophobia. A thrillomedy.
Thrillomedy?
Thrillomedy.
Oh, please. Oh, God. That looks terrible.
That was the first thing this company put out.
Thrillomedy. Yeah, Hollywood Entertainment. I wonder how, or Hollywood Pictures. I wonder how fast they went down the hole. God.
Jeez, that was terrible. But I remember it.
Did you see it?
I've seen that trailer. I remember the trailer.
I don't remember that at all.
The spiders coming up from the sink is horrifying.
Ew, that was so gross. And they like multiplied in like 2 seconds.
They didn't multiply. They were...
They spread right out.
Right before they talked about the pattern that they move in, and then they did it.
So they're like underneath each other or something?
Right. They were
Oh, that's disgusting. I fucking hate spiders. Why would I watch that?
I don't kill spiders. You know that, right? Unless you tell me to, I let them live.
I kill them. I try not to touch them, but if I have to, I have to kill them. It's just what you got to do. 2003, the Disney Channel original movie Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off starring Taylor Ball debuts. Do you ever see that?
Who?
Taylor Ball.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
Nah, I think it's about some kid who like wants to play baseball, but he plays baseball, but he wants to like cook.
He wants to cook and play baseball? You know,
conflict ensues.
So he runs to first base, then he cooks a hot dog, and then he runs to second
actually,
base.
I pulled up the thing since there's really nothing else that happened in this day in history. A junior high school student, Eddie Ogden. Ugh.
I feel like that's a name Disney uses
a
lot.
Yeah, Ogden, I feel like that's always their last name. Is an aspiring baseball player, but what he truly loves is cooking. Although he receives plenty of athletic encouragement from his father, Hank, of course, who also serves as his team's coach, Eddie can't resist pursuing his culinary skills, and this decision ends up interfering with baseball. Oh boy. Despite the disappointment expressed by his dad and friends, Eddie presses on with his cooking and enters a high-profile competition.
Oh, way to go, Eddie. Follow your dreams.
Yeah. Who gives a shit about what your dad wants? It's not his life.
That's right.
Holy shit, that movie is almost 2 hours long.
Jesus.
2 hours about a kid who doesn't play baseball and cooks instead.
Hour and 15 minutes tops.
God. Oh, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Well, we don't have to.
No, I'm trying to watch every Disney Channel movie ever. Oh, Bobby Flay's in it.
Oh.
Oh, we should watch it.
Bobby Flay plays Hank. He's the one who's trying to get him
to
not cook anymore.
He's doing the competition.
He's like, I don't want you to cook anymore.
He's probably a judge.
You're going to take over my show.
No more burgers, Eddie. Go play baseball, you dumb fuck. All right, I think that's all I have for that day in Disney history, because that's honestly like...
Not much happened.
No, not really. Let me make sure. Yeah. I think there was one other thing. Oh, so in 2011, Tokyo Disney Resort's $22 million Jasmine's Flying Carpets attraction opens at DisneySea.
How much?
$22 million.
Is it essentially the same thing as Aladdin's Flying Carpets?
Based on Disney's 1992 animated movie Aladdin, Jasmine's Flying Carpets is a clone of the Magic Carpets of Aladdin ride at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom.
So you're telling me those carpets cost $22 million?
I hope not, but I guess, well, if they opened way earlier, no, but because of inflation.
We've gone on it once.
$22 million to recreate that ride that no one goes on.
Could you believe
it? I mean,
it?
I don't mind it, but it's just like, I don't need it.
I like it
it's
better than I like
broken.
The Astro War better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm scared. The fucking thing makes me sick.
It's terrifying.
But like, why did you change it to Jasmine's flying carpet? It's not her carpet. She didn't even go down to the Cave of Wonders and get it herself. It's not hers. She doesn't own it.
She got it in the settlement.
Did they get divorced?
They must have. Why like, else would she have it?
Do you think there's a story outside of Jasmine's flying carpets explaining why she got like 9 more carpets when Aladdin's or maybe he couldn't have more than 9 carpets?
Well, how does the magic carpet reproduce? Maybe it was just by... You know, osmosis, they created another one.
And then they traveled over to Japan.
Yeah. I mean, they're closer to Japan than they are to here.
But they're female carpets because they're jasmines?
Sure, why
they
not?
They have vaginas.
Well, no. Yeah, they would be genderless because they're
gender fluid.
Right.
Jasmines flying carpets.
Well, they're
carpets.
Genderless.
So instead of like Aladdin going, hey, stop for genies, blah, 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 like he's saying all that shit while you're on them
and
or whatever.
And then it's Spanish.
Yeah. Do you think Jasmine does it instead? And she's like, I chihuahua.
Yeah, yes. she says, I chihuahua.
No, she says something in Japanese, but I'm sure she doesn't even sound like Jasmine anyways. So that's so
silly. Of
course
not.
That is ridiculous. So that's it. That's all I have.
A lot happened, huh?
Not a lot going on today in Disney history. I mean, Planes, Fire, and Rescue was released in 2014. That's a sequel to Planes, which I also didn't see. So there's that, I guess.
There was a sequel to Planes.
Yeah, we never saw Planes, though, so that we don't really have to worry about that, I guess.
Is Planes as good as Cars 1?
No, I don't think
so.
Was
Cars 2 better than Cars 1? I can't remember.
Yeah, Cars 2 is the worst movie like Disney's ever made in Pixar, so.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is. I fell asleep while I was watching it.
Good Dinosaur was tough to watch.
I liked Good Dinosaur. It was cute.
I fell asleep.
I fell asleep during Cars 2. By far, it was the worst. It's about Mater the whole time. I don't even know what the hell they were doing. Did they go to Japan in that one?
It was the spy one.
Oh, God. I don't even remember.
Cars 3 was pretty.
Cars 3 was amazing. I loved Cars 3.
Pretty okay.
Pretty okay. All right. Yep. So you liked it.
Yeah.
You don't like to say you like many things, though.
No, I like to remain neutral.
Yeah. Neutral party.
Right.
Although you do say you hate things.
Oh, I hate tons of things.
Yeah. So that's okay.
Of course it's okay.
All right. So let me tell you a little bit about the Living Seas. All right.
Oh, yes. I want to learn about the Living Seas.
Yes. Let's learn, friends. So, the Living Seas in Future World opened January 15th, 1986. And it closed August 21st, 2005. Wow, that was way before you and I went.
Way.
Way, way, way.
We didn't even know each other.
The theme is an underwater exploration base.
That's a terrific
great
fact.
Great theming. Sponsored by United Technologies. I have no idea who that is or what that company does.
Are they like the...
I'm sure they have technology of some sort.
The plane? What was the plane?
The plane. I don't know.
The Disney sponsored...
Oh, United Airlines?
Is that what they were? Was United?
That was Delta.
No, the original one. The one that's no longer in business.
Oh, shit. We did a whole fucking episode. Yeah. Why can't I think of it? Oh, crap. What are you looking at?
I have facts, too.
Okay, go ahead.
The Coral Reef Aquarium holds 5.7 million.
I can't hear you.
That's all right. The Caribbean Coral Reef Aquarium holds 5.7 million gallons of water.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fish.
Yeah.
That's it? That's the only fact? You sounded like you had like 10 facts.
I do. If you want to catch them eating, the fish feedings are 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
All day? 10 to 3? Takes that long?
10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. They're
feeding them that entire time.
There are 4,000 sea creatures in there. So yes, that's a lot.
So you just have to find which ones they're feeding.
Right.
Yeah. That's weird.
It covers less than 1% of the ocean floor. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, that makes sense. Ocean's a pretty big place.
What's on the menu? Nearly 2 tons of food is produced each week for the inhabitants of the seas.
Oh, I thought you meant fish. Like,
no,
we eat the fish.
No, no.
Making so much fish for you guys to eat. What else?
Gotta
be quicker.
Shawarma dolphins.
Shawarma? Shawarma dolphins?
Shawarma, yeah.
Mmm, shawarma dolphin.
That's really it. That's the only good stuff there.
People don't eat dolphin, do they?
They eat something called mahi-mahi, which is dolphin fish. It's not dolphin.
No, it's actually just fish.
Right.
It's just like everyone else that eats fish.
Right. Everyone's like, oh, you know mahi-mahi's dolphin. And I'm like, no, it's dolphin
it's
fish.
Not dolphin. You idiots.
You turd.
Okay, so history. We welcome you to the Living Seas. We welcome you to Sea Base Alpha. The Living Seas was sponsored by United Technologies from 86 to 98. It was transformed into the Seas with Nemo and Friends in late 2006. Within the pavilion, guests saw a movie, took a hydrolator ride down to Sea Base Alpha, and rode sea cabs through the coral reef. Diver, fish, and manatee, submarine, and dolphin exhibits were at Sea Base Alpha, and those are all still there, as far as I know. Right?
I think so. I mean, I've seen divers, I've seen fish, I've seen manatees.
Yep, that's true.
The manatees are always tough to look at because they're all scarred up. And
I know,
all,
I feel so bad all the time.
They've all had such a rough life.
People like miss them too because they're like right next to Turtle Talk, so it's like you wouldn't even go in there probably.
Yeah, Turtle Talk's tough to go through.
Yeah, I know. The movie entitled The Seas showed how the Earth went from volcanic planet to a world of oceans. Oh, we talked about that earlier.
I love it.
The movie will forever be remembered with the narrator's famous line, "And they rained and rained and rained." I hope we get to experience that.
What,
I don't know.
What rained? The clouds?
I don't know. We'll find out. The hydrolator supposedly dove down beneath the surface of Sea Base Alpha. However, the hydrolators didn't actually go anywhere. Nah, I knew that. Even when I was little, I knew that. The rock walls seen outside the windows of each hydrolator are propelled upward to create the illusion that your hydrolator is indeed traveling downward. The floor also shook to add the illusion. Yeah, that scared me. I remember being in there and I'm like, oh shit, where are we? Like, what's happening?
It's not there anymore, right?
No.
Because I don't think I've ever been on it.
No, they removed them a while ago. The sea cabs would transport guests from their The sea cabs would transport guests from their exited hydrolators to Sea Base Alpha. Along the way, the Omnimover ride would see views of the coral reef. In 1998, United Technologies pulled out sponsorship, leaving the Living Seas as an orphan. Oh, that's sad.
Aww.
How would you write that? The sea cabs were taken away around the year 2001. Around that same time, guests were also given a new option to view the movie, then go into the hydrolators, or just go into the hydrolators. You don't give them the option. People aren't going to watch movies because they don't have have an attention span. But you make them watch it because it's a good movie. They can watch it. Just like the Walt thing at the end of the Walt exhibit, One Man's Dream. Just go fucking see the movie.
All right, that's a terrific movie.
Yeah,
but
go see it.
You don't go to Disney World to watch movies.
No, but you don't. It takes, what, 10 to 15 minutes of your time?
I guess so. I don't know.
Like the Norway ride, people just walk right through the movie. Just watch it once. Okay, so if you've seen it once, fine. You don't have to watch it again. But if you've never seen it and you walked right through, man, you're part of the problem.
Maybe that's what these people. Maybe that's what they offered it for, so people who have seen it could just walk right through.
I understand.
It doesn't sound like a blast of a ride, though. Was it the only way to get to where you needed to get to?
What?
The hydrolator?
Yeah, but the hydrolator is not a ride. It's just,
I'm saying, is it the only way you could get to the place you needed to get to?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, see, that's ridiculous.
The hydrolator, it's a why?
Why?
Because it doesn't go anywhere?
Yeah, why not just take...
Because it's fun. Jesus.
You said it wasn't.
It was fun. It was scary when I was little, but I thought, you know, it was still fun. After the sponsorship pullout, attendance began dropping at the Living Seas. Nothing new would be added until 2004 with the Nemo attractions as diver and submarine exhibits were lessened. This declining period earned the Living Seas the nickname the Dead Seas.
Aww.
This article is making me so sad. Okay, the conversion begins. Soon after the film Finding Nemo came out, the Living Seas got invaded by the little fish and his friends. Exhibits got a new paint job featuring Nemo characters. Nemo and Friends sculpture was added outside the entrance. Most of the old Living Seas and Seabase Alpha merchandise got replaced by Nemo items. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of it did.
Yeah, Seabase Alpha is like, it's only mentioned
very scarcely.
Passing, yeah.
As Nemo's popularity grew, two more special exhibits were added, Bruce the Shark's Playground and Turtle Talk with Crush. The hydrolators were shut down for the year 2006, making way for the new Finding Nemo ride. The movie, aka the briefing room, was also shut down. In late 2006, the pavilion was rechristened the Seas with Nemo and Friends. The Living Seas was no more. The Seas with Nemo and Friends ride opened using the old sea cabs track. The entire pavilion now features a coat of Nemo-themed paint and decorations. The front facade of the pavilion now has fish and sea turtles mounted over the wave mural. And the sunrise segment of the mural is gone. Well, that sounds like it would have been nice to see.
Very nice.
The entire front half of the pavilion is now painted a teal sea blue rather than the white color, which can still be seen on the pavilion's back half. Oh, boy.
The Living Seas sounds so much more fun.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Not shitty.
It's the Seas with Nemo and Friends.
This pavilion can now also be entered from the back of the pavilion where the shop is, making it easier to come and go as you please. Reported in May 2008, there are not near as many fish in the tanks as there used to be. But that's a weird tidbit to know. Like, who's counting all the fish? And they're like, oh, fish are dying.
Jesus, there's not as many.
I don't know what happened.
They don't like Nemo.
No Nemo.
They're moving out.
Just to compare the sea cabs versus Nemo's ride, and then we'll get to the video. Okay, so both rides use the same track along with the same Omnimover technology. The sea cabs offered a constant view of the coral reef, whereas the Nemo ride only offers it at the end and a couple times during the ride.
Already a better ride.
Right, exactly. Nemo's ride features many video screens and a few character sculptures, while the sea cabs featured neither. Again, very good thing.
Much better.
I don't need any sculptures of fake animated animals or screens.
I hate the video screens.
The freaking video screens on the aquarium are so annoying. It's like... Ooh, innovative. No, not really.
Nope.
It's just on top of us.
Distracting.
Yeah, it's annoying. What else? Nemo's ride features... I already said that. Oh, no. Yep. The sea cabs were more science-oriented, while Nemo's ride is cartoon-oriented.
Dumb.
Educate the people. The sea cabs face forward while Nemo's ride faces sideways. How would you face forward and see the... I guess if it's on both sides.
Right.
You just look back
maybe
and forth.
Maybe it's above you as well.
Oh, we'll find out.
We certainly will.
And the sea cabs were preceded by a shorter queue, a pre-show, a film, and the hydrolators, while Nemo's ride is only preceded by a much longer line.
That's it.
Wow, so you got all that stuff before the sea cabs.
Just a little bit longer.
Now it's just a long-ass fucking line that you always have to walk through because there's no line. Oh, you have to walk this whole fucking maze, which the theming is fine, but there's nothing in that line.
I hate those lines. Give me a shortcut, please. Yeah. There's no one ever in these lines.
Yeah, it is weird that they don't like make it temporary or something, you know.
It's ridiculous.
Like the Little Mermaid one, same thing. You have to go down that winding path for like 10 minutes.
There's no one ever in it. I've never had to wait.
The wait time's always 10 minutes because it will take you 10 minutes to get to the line.
That's what it is.
The ride, that's it. It's very annoying. Last thing is two Nemos. Before Nemo the Fish entered the scene, the Living Seas already featured a character named Nemo, Captain Nemo, that is. Although there was no picture of Captain Nemo at the Living Seas, the line featured many props from Disney's 1954 film 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, including a miniature of Captain Nemo's submarine, the Nautilus.
That's something that should be in there.
I love that. I remember going through that line. I can still remember it when we go through the Nemo ride. I'm like, this is where this, like, the guy's, like, outfit was with the little hat. I mean, the helmet with the glove, the gold, like, cage over it.
Next time you should give me the fake tour.
This is where that cool stuff was. This is where I like to stand and watch the thing. And this is where I like to read about 20,000 Leagues. Now it's just like, here's a stone. Here's a beach chair. Yay.
Here is this and here is that.
Yeah, here's this long line of nothingness that you can walk through.
No, that's a shame. It really is.
20,000 Leagues. I want to watch 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Me too.
Yeah. Want to watch that?
Yeah, I do.
So I figured we'll do the Living Seas because Martin... As we know, we love Martin's Martin's vids on YouTube.
This is a brand new one.
Yep, he just did this one. So I was like, oh, why not? I love the Living Seas. We gotta go back to Epcot since we've been doing all this other nonsense.
Yep.
We haven't been to Epcot in a while.
Oh my gosh, it feels like forever.
I know. We're already back to Epcot. I feel like I want to always do Epcot. Then I always think, okay, I gotta do something else.
I know. I'm always like, it's either Magic Kingdom or Epcot.
Yeah.
We need to do something else. And then I feel like we do other things more because I'm always like, well, we just
did it. I know.
That's
exactly why. It's like, oh, maybe we should just do a parade or something. Oh, God, I don't know. But I just wanted to do an actual place, actual ride that's gone now.
Gonna give everyone a little behind the scenes right here. Fuck parades. I hate them.
All of them?
Most of them are the same thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. They definitely reuse a lot of the same floats for a Disney parade.
I do this for you people.
The good thing about us going to Disneyland is those will be brand new, for the most part, floats that haven't been used at Disney World.
That I'm excited about.
Yeah, the Paint the Night parade is going to be amazing.
That's right. Paint the Town.
Paint the Town night. Okay, let's go. We're starting at 18:30 in this video, by the way. Here we are. Ooh, look at that mural.
Yeah, I saw
it. Oh, it already looks so much better. Living Seas brought to you by United Technologies.
It's simple.
Yep.
Oh, it should be simple.
Nice. Nice wide open. No one's at Epcot.
No.
Perfect.
Fucking birds going, mine,
oh, wow,
mine,
this is
mine,
like,
mine, mine.
Oh, because it's a tripod. It looks so professional. Looks like the vacation planning DVDs.
Of course it's professional. It's Martin.
That's true. But he wasn't there. I mean, he might have gotten this, but I don't know.
I hope
so. He takes other people's videos.
Like, it's just... Like, get rid of those fucking seagulls.
Oh, the fucking... I hate the seagulls so much. They just basically ruin that whole sign. It's like, why even have the sign here right now?
It's like, I'm running in so I don't have to hear it anymore.
I missed the Living Seas sign where, you know, Boy Meets World, they're sitting right in front of it.
It should be serene and peaceful.
That. I agree. Oh, man, that mural's so awesome. It's like 3D.
It's a sunset over the ocean.
It looks really cool. Why would you get rid of this, you idiots? Even the fucking trash barrels look better. I hate the Nemo ones.
That is a nice trash barrel.
It's a nice stripe. Looks like a wave.
You think we could, like, buy a Disney trash barrel?
Hell yeah, there's like a freaking yard of them somewhere. I saw pictures. See, look at all the cool stuff in the queue.
Yo, that's sick.
There's all this shit from the movie. There's like drawings from it.
Oh,
Viking drawings. That's cool. Ship. So there's probably like ship. Oh, that's a guy that's in the water.
It's like a shark cage.
Looks like an iron lung. Oh shit, there's a real one. That's scary.
It's to drop you under.
That's scary. Oh shit, it's huge. Looks like a penis.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's crazy. See, it looks the same as the Nemo line, right?
It's a weird looking penis.
Isn't it, though, the wavy?
Yeah.
That's why every time I go in there, I'm like, this stuff's missing. It does look like a penis.
What are you, nuts?
It's like a barrel.
There are no nuts.
No nuts in the penis.
Not on that one.
What the hell's that?
Probably the Nautilus.
Oh, there's the spacesuit or whatever they go under in.
It's so weird to think that that's kind of real.
What do you call that? Scuba suit?
Yeah. Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve, damn you. Lots of art.
It's just like...
And look how many people are going on as opposed to the fucking ride now.
I'm pretty sure they're all just drawings of like the Nautilus. Oh, that's a fish person.
Oh God, that was scary. Oh, what's that?
That is an air sac.
Oh God, that's scary.
So you can breathe underwater.
Okay, you know what? The scuba suits are kind of scaring me.
They're terrifying.
I'm scared that there's a person in it and they're just going to move eventually.
It's definitely a Martian in all of them.
Ooh, movie posters. Oh, those are comics.
Comics, yeah.
Oh, those are so cool. Oh, look at the Nautilus. It lights up too. Holy shit, that's so cute.
Yeah, that was in...
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
And Once Upon a Time.
Where did they put that Nautilus?
Why's that guy got a crown on?
He's a king scuba diver.
I am the king of scuba diving.
I am going down. Look at this guy's fishing hat. He's ready for the seas.
He loves the seas.
Oh, United Technologies. Is this the pre-show?
Shh.
High technology at the blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's fishies. Oh.
United Technologies is proud to welcome you to the living seas.
Holy shit,
this
is awesome.
Thank you for having us.
There's fishies on the wall.
In a few moments, you will be entering the Earth's greatest frontier. The oceans.
Oh,
before your
this is awesome.
Begins,
let me get a little louder.
For a moment, the accomplishments of those courageous pioneers who have come this way before.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Christopher Columbus.
It was their insatiable curiosity and engineering skill that parted the waves for today's subsea
explorer. I should have looked up who did this narration.
Throughout history,
it's really good.
I know. I like his voice.
In our quest to understand the living seas.
Oh my God, I'm getting so excited.
Pressure and lack of air.
Oh, look at the scuba guy.
Develop diving bells.
Oh, diving bell. What the hell's that?
Aqualung.
Aqualung.
Tools which gave us a closer look at our underwater world.
I want to go in a Nautilus.
With new knowledge,
that's just the name of it.
Tools,
robots, in the Nautilus,
and manned submersibles. Each advance in technology brought about the
opportunity. Sounds so cool in my ears.
Explore further and learn more, transforming vision, curiosity, and wonder.
It's so peaceful.
I know. I'm like,
it's
so
like the
relaxed
water
right now. Yeah, the ocean, the reflections on the wall is so cool.
New ideas, from microchips to robotics.
Ooh.
From rocket-powered spacesuits to computerized sailing ships.
Well, that's cool.
Virtually every aspect of our lives has been enriched by human innovation.
Goddamn right.
See? United you get future world right there.
Oh,
helicopter in the water.
In aerospace, electronics, and in providing systems for intelligent buildings.
Intelligent.
Committing the technology
so just a giant ad.
Today
it's progress
to
land.
The exploration of new frontiers tomorrow.
See, even the seas was about tomorrow.
So come with us now to discover
that's
the
awesome.
Sea. A resource
oh,
so
I'm coming.
Oh, is that a whale?
That our own existence depends on its health and well-being.
What is
it? I don't know.
A realm shrouded in mystery.
I think it's just a moon over the ocean.
Enormous potential
yeah, I think you're right.
For humanity.
There's people pointing
and
at it.
And now, from around the world,
ooh.
The men and women of United Technologies invite
oh.
you to join us.
Hello, men
as
and
we
women.
Cross the threshold into the future of the living sea.
Holy ooh. Shit, this is awesome.
Can't wait. Why would you skip this?
Oh, look at that logo, too. It's fucking perfect. Here we go. Oh, wow. This is a big queue area thing. So that was where the pre-show was, and now we enter in the show area.
That's not the video you
that
skip,
was just
right?
The video. Now this is the pre-show, I think. There was a movie, then a pre-show?
Beats me.
It looks like we're going in a theater of some sort.
They're so good at hurting people.
Yeah. This look how great this is. Oh, yep, there's another TV. Oh, yeah, we're going to sit down and watch a movie. This is pretty cool.
As I said before.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A long way. We now have a better understanding of man's involvement with the sea.
Oh.
But
oh my God, it looks like your cousin Carrie.
How does this
it does.
What possibilities lie
nice glasses.
Ahead? Answers to these and other questions are about to surface in a dramatic film simply titled The Sea.
Oh, simply.
some price.
Try to imagine.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just for a moment.
I am imagining.
That somewhere in the endless reaches of the universe.
Yeah.
On the outer edge of a galaxy of 100,000 million suns.
I fucking love this.
Deep That's a lot of suns.
Of slowly forming planets. A small sphere of just the right size lies just the right
just
distance
right.
from its mother star.
That's us.
Cooling in
us?
The coldness
yep.
of space.
We're cooling in the Trying boldness of space. Imagine.
That's Earth.
Oh shit! Volcano.
Now that sphere's creation continues.
Volcano.
Volcanoes spew clouds of gas and steam into the sky for melted mineral formations.
I like that noise.
The volcano. Yeah. I want to see a volcano in Hawaii.
And then that cloud-covered planet waits.
We Ooh. Waited.
Is that us?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't say yet.
And waits.
Yeah, how
and
do you waits. Not know?
I thought the and Big waits. Bang made the Earth,
Until
not volcanoes.
Those clouds of gas and steam condense and rain
They both
upon
did.
That planet.
Oh, lightning.
The Big Bang happened way before we developed.
Yeah, but volcanoes? Oh, shit. The volcano's going
rain
cold.
Upon that planet, Earth.
See?
Is it going to be rain. And rain? And rain.
And rain.
And rain.
And rain.
Well, I love it.
That was even more emotional than
the
I read
deluge.
It.
The deluge.
The deluge. Damn, that's a lot of water.
We're going to drown.
Oh, goddamn. Fucking rafting. Damn, backside of water.
Oh, hell yeah.
That is a sexy water. All right, take it easy with the rain. And rain. And rain. And rain. I kind of sound like Morgan Freeman trying to do it.
Yeah, right. A little bit.
Andy Dufresne.
A deluge.
A deluge.
Of such magnitude. That the world's greatest waterfalls, flowing together for more than 1 million years, begin to approach its results.
Ooh.
For when it finally stopped.
It stops?
It stopped.
Oh, now it's just dripping. What's going on? It's puddles.
We're about to come out of the cesspool.
The seas Ew. Had been born.
I saw an ocean be made.
Yeah.
Seas that would make this
Whoa.
Planet unlike any other within the realm
That's
of our
crazy.
Knowledge.
That was a lot of water.
For it was there, sheltered from cosmic radiation, that the means to support life on Earth.
Oh yeah, if we didn't have water, we'd
emerge.
Be not here, right?
It helps with the atmosphere. That's correct.
Tiny
it
does help.
Single-celled plants, phytoplankton, that capture the energy of the
Plankton.
Sun and convert it into that most basic of life-sustaining elements, oxygen,
food. Oh,
creating
oh.
more than half the Earth's
I was
supply.
Wrong. Oh, look, we're in Disney.
Oh, we are.
Or it's just palm trees somewhere, I guess.
But
oh, we're on an
that,
island.
We're in Hawaii.
All
Those
alone.
Same seas interact with that same solar energy
they
and
do?
The Earth's
oh, like the
rotation
tides?
To serve as the engine that drives all the
what?
World's weather.
Yep.
Oh, shit, the ocean controls the weather?
Yeah.
So if we didn't have an ocean, we wouldn't have weather? Uh-oh.
We would have different
These
weather.
These phenomena occur in only the first few hundred feet of seas that average greater than 2 miles in depth.
So...
And it is there, in those depths, in an endless night, darker than the darkest night on land,
Damn,
that we
that's
are
dark.
Just now beginning to explore an amazing world.
Oh, tell me about it.
The world of ocean.
There, amid raging underwater storms and fiery underwater
Ooh.
Volcanoes.
See, I told you.
Mountain
storms under
the
water.
The Himalayas. And gorges four
Damn,
times
there's mountains under there too?
The Grand Canyon.
Yes.
And Grand
there,
Canyons?
2 miles deep in that darkness.
Oh, shit.
An amazing world.
Oh, like what?
But we don't know because it's so dark.
Oh,
world where the
I like
cold
that.
Sea pours
Is
deep
that the Titanic?
The mountain's warm core.
Oh, no,
God.
It's not the Titanic.
Okay, that music's scaring me now. Okay, sure.
And then rises back to the ocean
Oh,
floor
volcano.
As a
superheated,
mineral-laden
yeah, like,
fluid. Emitting what to us would be lethal concentrations of poisonous chemicals.
Ooh, poison.
Ooh, yummy.
Yet, incredibly, around these strange vents,
I like the radar effect.
Life forms flourish.
It reminds me of the pre-Illuminations music, but it's not doing the other notes. It's
yeah.
just doing the one. Ooh, those, like, anemones look like
biology.
They have fingernails.
They look like lipstick.
Yeah, ooh.
not in photosynthesis.
Oh, that's creepy.
The sun, but in the chemicals of the
okay,
earth.
Okay, I don't
itself.
Like the lights. Ooh. Please turn the lights on.
They can't. Chemosynthesis.
And chemo?
Like yep. None
other that's not good.
Yes, it is.
Until now, this scientifically poison.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
There, nevertheless, deep beneath the sea, waiting for our discovery.
Her voice is getting raspy.
That's all they're doing. They're just waiting for us.
Yes.
Waiting in a world where we've spent less time than on the
this is like Charlie and the Chocolate
moon.
Factory. She's going to start talking faster and faster.
And she's just going to start stabbing us. There's no way of knowing.
He doesn't stab them.
I was thinking of Psycho. Like, you know that horror
yeah.
music?
Oh. Tools with which we'll go where no one
what
has
is this?
It's a robot.
Oh, it's like James Cameron's Titanic.
Could be a ship, but it looks like a robot.
They conceal and the resources they hold.
I don't see anything.
For answers to our past and keys to our future.
Oh, you need the key.
The
what
future.
Kind of future will it be? Try to imagine, just for a moment.
I'm trying.
There's going to be
future
beeps.
Of amazing technological creativity.
Ooh.
Epcot.
Oh, they're putting Epcot underwater.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Spaceship Earth is underwater.
I can't get there.
Future of incredible adventure.
Wait, they really want
discovery.
Us to live down there?
Yeah, it's like a hydro.
Oh, it looks like the Wonders of Life Pavilion, actually. Ah!
It looked like it was on a tiny rock, so.
Yeah, that's weird.
The future of remarkable awareness and understanding.
Is this getting us ready to go in the hydro later?
Yep.
Try to imagine.
Oh, I'm trying.
I'm trying, lady. You keep telling
we
me to.
We welcome you now to take the first steps
yes.
into that future.
There's the hydro laters.
I cannot wait.
I'm so excited. Seas. Oh my god, there's water everywhere.
We welcome
that's
you
awesome.
Sea Base Alpha.
Oh, it's so cool. I remember the floor and everything. It's weird that I said that, but I remember the rubber floor with the little circles on it.
Yeah, where you stand.
Yeah, but it's like because it got wet sometimes, so it'd be like rubbery that you could like just squeegee it.
Be careful. Wet floor.
I forgot about the water next to the hydrolators.
Yeah, that's
like the bubbling water. That's so cool.
Not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, I love
you
this
look
floor.
Like you're underwater. I would feel like I was underwater here.
Oh yeah, you do. Obviously, I knew I wasn't going underwater. Try to imagine. Yeah.
I am trying.
Try harder to imagine.
I just said I would feel like
she
I was underwater.
To imagine three times, and then we get on the hydrolator, so we don't have to imagine anyways.
Oh, I hate that. I could see the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I
water.
Like the bubbling water. That looks cool.
Then you don't see the bottom.
Oh, look, you can watch the people go down on the sign. Okay, don't look in the water. La, 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 la. It's like I don't look in the water at Small World either because I just don't want to see that.
Why is the visitor center so far down?
The visitor center's just above. Wait. No, that's the next floor down, I think.
There's like four
floors
down.
That's where we're going. Down. Right?
Look, there's like four floors down, and then there's a visitor center.
No, the hydrolator's on the first. Oh, wait.
The hydrolator's going up? Oh, it just came up to us to get us.
Oh,
Don't touch any buttons.
Don't touch it. Oh, here we go. Sea Base Alpha. Department of Telesonic Safety. Hello, I want to read those. Okay, basically like an elevator. You know how they check elevators?
Yeah.
It's like that thing.
This elevator holds 4,000
pounds.
Oh,
shit. See, this little girl's scared just like I was. Look, we're going down.
How do you...
Oh, shit.
So you know when you're on there that you're not actually moving?
No, the floor's shaking. It feels
you
like
you said you knew when you were a little kid.
I mean, you know you're not going down, down. Maybe I didn't know. I was really young. The freaking wall's moving so fast.
I would think I was moving. I still have a hard time not believing. Do I move on Haunted Mansion? Am I actually going down?
Disneyland, you will.
See? I always feel like I'm actually
oh,
moving.
Oh, shit. It shook so much when you stopped. Really, he's like, oh, God, get me out of here. Hurry.
It basically just turns around, right?
Just opens a different door. Just like in Storyland on that fake mine shaft.
Okay.
Oh, those don't even have roofs on them. That's
nope.
why you don't have to be facing one way.
That's right.
It makes more sense. Use the whole ride, not just freaking fourth of it. Oh, this ride's so much better.
It really is.
Why didn't we have this?
Well, we were born at the wrong time.
Well, I got on it.
Well, I never did. I was born
barely,
at the wrong time.
Like once. Maybe twice. It looks like the, not the People Mover, but maybe the Horizons kind of.
It looks
like
the People Mover.
Figment rides, like the, what's it called? Car.
Yeah. Yeah, car.
Car.
The Imagination Mover.
Yeah, the Omni Mover.
The Imagine Mover.
She has a fupa.
I think
those guys are sitting so close to each other.
I think it's the clothing they had to wear.
Please take young children by the hand.
And then rip it out of their socket. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm so scared.
Oh, my God. This is so much better than Nemo already, and we're not even on the ride yet.
It really is. It just looks cooler.
It really does. There's no one on this ride. Oh, whales. Oh, God.
I fucking love the whales.
Scary. Oh, look. It is above you.
See?
Why don't they have that on Nemo, then? What would be the problem?
I mean, it's probably still there.
The windows are definitely not there on the top.
They're not there on the backside, either.
Nope. This is awesome.
You always have to have a window on the backside.
Yes. Fulton.
Fulton Reed from the Mighty Ducks.
No. Don't be silly. Oh, look at... What is that globe under there? What the hell is that?
It's the place where everyone lives.
Oh, look, it's a scuba guy. Hi. Oh, look, he's touching a fishy.
He's hugging the fish.
Touch it.
Took a bite out of the
fish. Oh, look at the top. I love this little skylights into the aquarium.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, this is so much better.
Sharks and dolphins can't coexist.
Oh, boy. Not to worry. Okay. I wasn't worried.
They didn't tell you why.
Okay,
they get
we'll
along.
See you shortly.
They get along just fine because they
he's
keep
like, okay,
fed.
Bye. That's all I need to say. Oh, what's that thing?
It's
a spaceship under
the
water?
It's got the Canadian flag on it.
It does?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
How do you miss it?
That's definitely not in there now, right?
Right.
That thing was awesome.
Shark.
Oh, a shark.
He's like, I'm not hungry right now.
Yay. This looks so much better. Ooh, there's a net in between it.
It looks...
What
see, there's the Canadian
spaceship?
Flag. Do you see it?
No.
Wait, wait. It's on the right side of it.
Oh, kind of?
I think it's like a world... It's like a communal thing
underwater.
Yeah, I
don't think it's a... Oh, maybe. Like every flag. Wait,
right.
Are we getting off already? No, I want to stay on.
Very quick ride.
No. It's because all that pre-show.
It's funny because... Nemo feels like it takes forever,
yeah,
but it's
Nemo
really the same.
Yeah, Nemo takes way too long.
Right.
Oh, this freaking ride's awesome. Oh, it looks so cool.
It really is, like, much better.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want, like, a 360 view of the fucking aquarium?
Although, it's not really... I mean, it is an attraction.
Visitor center.
It's an attraction because of all the stuff beforehand.
Yeah.
But you're basically just riding through an aquarium.
It did give you a little narration. We couldn't really hear it that well, but...
That's because...
They explained stuff.
The volume is on the music is too loud.
Well, I don't think there was any music during the
There
ride.
Was. I was... Well, the noise from the machine.
Yeah, right. Oh, look at that guy's visor. I want that.
Visors and fanny packs have to come back.
I need an Epcot visor. Like,
make
nobody's
come
business.
Back.
They used to have those, like, colored ones. I really want that. Okay, so now we're at that... big tube thing in the
and I recognize
seas.
This.
Yeah.
This is all there still, I think. The layout's the same. The stairs, it's all the same.
Observation level.
That's where you go to observe.
Module 1B. All right. Let's go see the visitor center.
Terrific.
Then.
Terrific visitor center
sign.
No,
it definitely looks cooler than it does now.
Oh, it's way cooler,
yeah,
but
look
it's
at
all
this space.
The same
look
layout.
Look at that guy's like astronaut suit or whatever.
Pop on in.
Oh, it's a robot, I think. It has claws.
No, it's someone controls it.
Oh, I see. This looks like kind of robotic. That thing's cool. Whatever that is.
It's a submersible.
Submersible
device.
Oh, the Walt Disney Company. What's that?
Looks like they're...
What does it say? Go see Racer Go. The submobile
the
is
submousible.
A human... Submousible is a human submarine. Holy shit, that's cool.
That's
where the
still
hell
be
is
there.
That? I know. Why take that out?
Deeper over, baby.
Deeper over. Is that what James Cameron Titanic went down?
Let's go roving deep.
I love roving. Ooh, it's lighting up. Oh, it looks so much cooler in here. There's all this cool sea stuff.
Stop showing the same stuff.
Tool. Okay, so there's sometimes a person in that tube thing there. Oh, there we go. She's going to show it.
There is?
Mm-hmm. They're going to come down it. I think that's how you clean off before you come back in.
Oh, it's a depressurizer?
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Okay, I want to see how this works because I have no idea how that works. So he's in water right now.
Something will...
He's going to hold on. Is that what's going to happen?
Something will probably lock above him.
Okay.
And the water will drain.
I'd be so scared of getting stuck. Okay, what's going to happen? How do you get the water out of there?
I just told you.
He's like, stop talking. I want to get out.
He took out his mouthpiece. He's holding his breath now.
Why? He can't keep it in?
I don't know, but he really did.
I know. I'm confused. Oh, all the water's leaving. How's that happen? How's that work?
They locked it off at the top.
How's he not get, like, sucked up?
It's a drain. You don't get sucked down the shower drain, do you?
I don't know.
Bob,
do I?
Bob, you're all wet.
He's just all wet. Bob. Aren't you glad you let him out? Yeah, I'm glad you let him out. Thank you. That's so cool.
He looks like Roy.
Oh, my God. He's a fat Roy. Well, Roy was pretty fat, but that guy's even bigger. That's so cool. I want to see that happen. Uh-huh.
Why does it have to be compressed? I can barely see it as it is.
Because you can't get it fitted in there. Thank you, Bob. How come they don't do this show? Maybe they do, and I've never seen it.
I don't think they do. That pipe's gone, isn't it?
No, it's still there. How else would they get in the scuba tank? Do they go in that way, or they just go out that way?
Oh, she's
okay.
Going in.
Have fun. Oh, so she's going to go in there?
We're going to see the water fill up with her in it.
No way.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. Wait, are we? Are we going to miss it?
I mean, get the
people are standing on the stairs to see. Oh, shit. I'm going to fill that tube with water? This is scary. How's this going to work?
Bob's a serial killer.
Yeah, Bob's going to kill her.
This is where he kills everyone.
Oh, God. She just put his flippers. Oh, yep, it's filling up. What the fuck? How's that work?
What do you mean, how does it work? Just like it's working.
Where's the water coming from?
The ground.
This is amazing. Now she's going to swim up with the water? Or can she has to wait?
She probably could swim up with it if she wanted to.
This is so weird. It's filling up. This is really weird.
It's so cool, though.
I know. Okay, bye, Deborah, whatever your name is. See, oh, she's flipping off.
No, they were going over the thumbs up, thumbs down, and the okay.
Later, bitch.
Bye, go do whatever it is you're going to do. We're going to talk to Bob some more.
Yeah, I'm never scuba diving. This is so scary. Why does she have to go up slow? How does she even do that? She's just swimming up?
Yep.
Ah, she's stuck. This is so weird. She's a mouth
so
breather.
Cool to see.
I know. Now where's she going?
She's got to wait for it to open.
Oh my God, this is like my worst nightmare. Like, I can't.
She's basically trapped in
yeah.
a tube of water
yeah,
right now.
I can't with that. Nope.
Manatees? Talk about the bitch in the water pipe.
There she
goes.
There she goes. Out the tube. Man, that was awesome. Alrighty, I will.
That drained. Oh, no.
Huh?
It's got no water in it right now.
It doesn't?
She can't get back out.
Oh, geez. What's this? Ocean ecosystems. Oh, yep. This is still there, kind of. Just not. Oh,
it's just themed differently.
Doesn't look as nice either. I don't remember those big tubes.
No?
Nope. Sharkies.
We love the sharks.
Oh, those aren't sharks. Those are fish. Those are gross.
Looks like a barramundi.
Barramundi?
That sounds
delicious.
That sounds like something, doesn't it?
Barracuda.
That's a placostomus right there.
Barramundi is a fish. Dory. Oh, those are tangs?
That right there is a tiger shark.
I don't like that. Did you have one of those? Did you have a shark?
No.
I thought you had a little shark.
I had a placostomus.
What's that?
It's a sucker fish.
Oh. It
cleans the algae.
Yeah, until your fish eats it.
Well, I had an Oscar, a cichlid, and he consumed other fish, and I couldn't keep anything in there.
Ooh, another spacesuit thing. Oh, what's this? Another pre-show?
Another video.
Who is that?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, it's a little cartoon. Oh, what the fuck? Something's punching
the cartoon.
Showing
you what the water pressure does.
Oh, my. punch the fat guy.
Now
he's upside down.
They died. He died.
he went to heaven. Oh, that's a cute little show. That guy's into it. He's going to watch the whole thing.
I would sit there and watch the whole thing,
I would, too. Oh, the robots are moving.
No, there's someone in there.
Is there really?
See, you can see the head. And that person's waiting
so
to go in.
Weird.
You can
Wait,
control
you can go
it.
In them?
Yes, and then you control it.
What the
it.
Fuck? Like, guests
oh, that
can
thing's
go in
moving.
Them? Holy shit, what the fuck?
It doesn't do anything. You get to move the hands around a
so,
little bit.
So, that's cool. Jason. Who the hell's Jason?
He's C-Base Alpha.
C-Base Alpha Jason? Who's Jason?
He swims with the dolphins.
Oh, we got 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, Jason's a robot. Ahoy! Ahoy!
Jason.
Oh, he sounds like Magoo.
I forgot his name.
Oh, he's so cute. Ooh. Sure. Why does he sound old?
Because it's a good robot voice. It's comforting.
He keeps saying pirate words.
Ahoy is not a pirate word.
Is that guy sleeping?
Those are pirates. You can tell by his...
Those are not pirates.
You can
Those
tell
are
by
people
his
in a submarine. Ooh. He looks like Weebo. Weebo?
Yeah. From Flubber?
Yeah. Flubber. Aww.
Save us, Jason.
I wonder who did that voice. It sounds so familiar. Ooh.
Why is it flying?
Yeah, he keeps wait. He keeps floating up. Come back down, Jason.
Jason, where are you going?
Oh, now he's coming back down. Shiver me timbers! All right.
Oh, when he gets down to business,
he's inappropriate.
Of course he is. Look at him.
I can't understand what he's saying.
You're not supposed to. The water got too cold and it malfunctioned.
Oh. 20,000 feet. Wait, the fish shrink? Because it was cold, just like the pool?
Evolution. No, it was the pressure.
Look at Jason in the cartoon. I know him. Oh. Jason can stay down there for hours. Was he on the can?
His voice sounds better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. No. Aww. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, what was that?
He likes that. Oh, volcano. Jason, don't hurt yourself. Whew, too hot.
Starting to sweat, Jason.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
That's not all they use them for.
Ew, they're so pinchy. It looks like blades.
Yowza.
Jesus. Ooh, human. Oh, shit, is that the Titanic?
No.
It's something. It's a shipwreck.
It's a pirate
ship.
Oh,
there's bones. Ew. Arr. Arr. See, he's a pirate.
It's a pirate ship.
Yeah. Gotta use me claws.
The fuck happened here,
yeah,
Jason?
Is he malfunctioning? What's going on? His voice keeps changing.
That's a voice I've heard at Disney 100 times.
I know. He really has like metal hands that are like chopped, like Edward Scissorhands.
Like lobster hands.
Yeah.
Not the big ones.
Jason Scissorhands.
Pinches.
Diver. Why don't they have Jason there still?
Because no one wants him. They love Nemo.
He's so cute.
They love Dory.
They should put Jason in the Polynesian somewhere. And just have him do shows.
They should move Nemo.
Oh, he should be with Smart One out of work.
I don't want him to be out of work.
He is out of work, though. So him and Smart One should gang up and do a show.
Move Nemo over and bring the shit back.
Yeah, I agree.
See, look, the people are in there.
And the robot from the bird the Burn the Robot show after World of Motion.
Yeah, that was another good one. See, look at the little kids.
There's so many robots in Epcot. Why don't you just put them all together and put them in one show? The gloves they're using look like boobies.
They're afraid the robots are going to take over.
That guy's really close to Jason. Back up.
He's trying to get his hands. He's trying to get Jason's hands on him.
Someone probably got their finger cut off by Jason, or worse, putting in his little blades.
Are you implying their Pekka?
Yeah, maybe.
Cast member.
Ooh, I love this music. It's so fucking comforting. Earth systems.
There's more?
Is it going to be an Earth robot? Holy shit, why is this so big? I feel like this is not...
This is why it's not there anymore, because there's no one there.
This must be where Turtle Talk is.
Yeah, oh, that looks like Turtle Talk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. Looks like where you wait for it. It looks like a spaceship instead of turtles. Oh, wow, there's a little video in here.
Good, there should be videos everywhere.
There really is videos everywhere. It's like we've seen 9 videos since we've gotten here.
It's so educational. There's a cartoon.
What's that? Atlas?
Poseidon?
Something Atlas.
It is Atlas.
Something.
Atlas holds the Earth up.
Something, something. Those people are loving it. Surfs up. Oh, there's a fat guy surfing.
He's not a fat guy. He's a god.
He's fat.
Or I don't know
he
if Atlas
fat
is a god.
Fat belly. It's all flopping all over the place.
Atlas might be a titan.
Yeah, I don't know who Atlas is. Parawa. Where is he from, New York? All that energy.
That little kid's falling asleep.
Yeah, he's like, good night, Atlas.
Show some respect, kid.
Oh, that looks like a cool place just to lay down, though.
People just go chill there.
Yeah. That's fine. Need more of that. I like that little world thing.
Person's not a very
it's
good
like
swimmer.
Half a globe down there.
So, yeah, it's for people to live in.
Oh, no. That's not right.
If it were bigger, it's a model.
Aha, I see what you mean. How are they going to fit?
What's she doing to
in
it?
There? Oh, she's going to move it?
She's cleaning it.
That must be the worst job. Oh, did she just rub it for good luck? Like, what the hell?
Maybe. These cast members have some weird traditions, you know?
That's true. Where are we going now, sir?
Yeah, what is next?
We did Earth. We did
Wind,
robot.
Fire.
Oh, look, there's a little kid running. Oh, what's this room? Module Marine Mammals Underwater Viewing. 1B. What marine animals? Aren't all... Well...
No.
Marine mammals.
Yeah, dolphins, whales, yes. Manatees.
Do you ever see... Have you ever seen, like, a pregnant squirrel?
No.
Me neither.
They probably don't go out hunting. They probably, like scavenging.
I
want to
see what a pregnant squirrel looks like. Oh, look, a manatee. And then I want to see, what does a squirrel do to give birth? Like, does she have to, like, push and stuff just like we do? Or does it, like, just pop out?
I mean, a cow doesn't push. Most of the other animals don't look like they're in pain when they give birth.
Yeah, but they could be. We just don't know it.
Well, they're much better at hiding it than...
It's true.
Than us. Not me, than
you
women.
See, like imagine a baby chipmunk, how small that is.
Yeah, it's probably like a finger size. You probably hold it in your
hand.
Oh, man,
that's so cool. I want one.
But then it turns into a full-size chipmunk.
No, I'll just, like, nurse it back to health, and then I'll let go.
Show the dolphins.
Yeah. The manatee was, like, sleeping.
Dolphins are so smart.
Smart. Observation level. Let's go up. I don't even think we've gone upstairs.
Life we came
support?
Down. We're moving. Well, no, you're right.
What
we're
the hell's
moving
that?
Up.
I thought that was a big, like, submarine. Okay, go to the goddamn observation level.
Go up. Oh, we're up there.
Oh, we're up. We made it. We didn't even take the hydrolator. Took the stars.
Wait, you can take the hydrolator up
no.
and down?
No, oh. It doesn't go anywhere.
Goes everywhere.
It goes everywhere at once. It's like the elevator in Willy Wonka. Up, down, all around.
Yes, the magic glass elevator.
Ah, this music. Oh, ocean.
Two-way.
Ocean resources. Like what? Veggies?
Water. Water is an ocean resource.
No, well, maybe it's like plants or jellyfishes. No?
Jellyfishes, yeah, for you.
Jellyfishes, like for peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich.
For your peanut butter fish, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, was that a gift shop? What's that? Oh, that's the place where it has, like, nursing, like, little baby things, right?
I think, like, seaweed is a resource.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like, kelp, broccoli.
Algae.
Yeah, that stuff. And this fish.
I'm sure there are some
that's
fish
kelp,
who are considered. Yeah, that's kelp. I hate kelp. I don't want to touch it ever.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Do you eat kelp?
Do I?
Does anybody? It's like seaweed, right?
I think seaweed.
Is seaweed kelp?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a type of kelp. Or kelp
seaweed
is a type of seaweed.
Seaweed does not taste good.
It does in sushi.
You don't taste it. And sometimes you can't bite through it, and that makes me nauseous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like,
I've never had that experience.
This music is so nice. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's the crabbies or whatever, right?
Oh, we love a nice crab.
Are they crabs? I don't want to look at the computer screen, Bob. Let's go.
Go back to the crabs. Who's Bob?
I don't know. This guy videotaping probably named
Bob.
Bob was
the sea diver.
Oh, lobsters. Rock lobster.
Bobby.
Oh, four. Sea-based challenge.
Four.
Okay, well, if we're playing a video game, I'm all for that.
But we're not. We're just watching
it. We're just looking at it.
Come on.
Come on. Where are we going?
Do something.
Come on, Dad. Let's go. Like a nice fanny pack. It was nice and lime green.
I need to get a fanny pack. That I want my old one with a WWF championship belt on it.
Oh, that's cool. I had a Animal Kingdom one that was Winnie the Pooh, and he had a safari hat on, and it was like his little arms and legs were on it. I don't know where the hell that went.
It's weird. Fanny packs just disappeared off the face of the earth one day.
That was like the best fanny pack I've ever had.
I mean, mine wouldn't fit me now. It barely fit me when I was a kid.
It was a little kid one, but still, I could have managed. It's better than not having it.
Wear it around my arm or something, my leg.
I got those like wing pins that they give you on Delta Airlines. I had put that on there because it was for my trip. And I guess they gave them out to kids.
No flare. How many fucking levels are there?
Two. What's this, the dolphin tank? I think this is the dolphin one.
Now we're in 2B.
What does that say?
Marine
Mammal
Research
Center. We were already there. What? Oop, dolphin.
I didn't see anything.
Oop, what's that?
That's a stingray or a manta ray.
It's black. Oh, there's a manatee again. It's sleeping. Leave it alone.
Yeah, it's not doing anything. Get out of here, manatee. Go sleep somewhere else.
A manatee. Come on, man. Oh, a lot of lettuce.
You're just floating there.
There's a lot of manatees in there.
They eat a lot of lettuce.
Yeah, they do.
Which is weird, because you wouldn't find lettuce in the ocean.
Yeah, I don't get that. Maybe they... Well, so, like, what do they eat?
Kelp.
They're so slow, too.
They don't do anything. Caution, manatee area? Why?
Not manatee gentle giants. Ugh, they're so scary looking.
They're the sea cows.
Why do they always get hit by boats, but nothing else does?
Because they're dumb.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe let's just let survival of the fittest happen.
I mean, that's what they're kind of doing.
My
they're
second
going
grade
extinct.
Class, like, adopted a manatee.
Where'd you keep it?
In the ocean where it was.
Oh,
whatever.
So it probably died.
Probably. It probably didn't even exist in the first place. It was probably just a scam.
That's true. That's a great scam.
Yeah. People aren't going to question people that are adopting manatees. Oh. You know, like, where's your manatee? It's like, don't worry about
it. It's in the fucking ocean. What do you think it is?
You're saving it. Don't worry. Undersea viewing area.
Oh,
ooh,
my
shit.
Goodness, what level is this? B?
B-A. It looks like the same as the ride.
It's we've done this. We've walked down this. It wasn't this. It was Nemo themed.
People are just sitting everywhere.
People get bored with this shit.
Yeah, you can't really look at fishes that long. Oh, there's that thingy again.
There's so many of these things.
Yeah, what is that?
They just sporadically.
Maybe it makes bubbles or something?
Bounces USA.
U.S. of A. Sharky.
Shark.
Damn, that looks like a great white shark.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's big.
It's so tiny compared to a great white.
It's pretty big.
It's definitely not a megalodon.
No. The Meg.
Yeah.
Oh, stingray, don't touch
it.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, God.
He rubbed its chin like you do
a
dog
scary.
Or a kid.
It went right over its head. That's scary.
He's like, hey, how you doing, buddy?
I hate that. Just like the touch tank at the aquarium where you can like touch stingrays. Like, why would I want to do that?
Why wouldn't you want to?
I don't want to.
Look at that nice.
No, ew.
Sandpapery feel.
Why would I want to touch anything that tastes like or feels like a fish?
It's like sandpaper covered in slime.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, another video. What a surprise. Oh, it's above the aquariums.
It's just the logo.
Oh. It looks like it's going to play or something.
It probably does. But not
can't
very often.
Can't get it to enjoy it. Oh, environmental conditions. 25 degrees Celsius. Oh, it's kind of warm then. 77
Ooh.
Degrees, right?
Pretty chilly.
Pretty cold. Why is it so hot? Wouldn't that be like, well, not boiling, but
nope.
Pretty hot.
Not boiling. Not even close to boiling.
Pretty warm.
Yeah, it's pretty okay.
The bubbles everywhere.
That little kid's pumped, dancing.
Yeah, she's like, yay, fish.
And this guy's like, I gotta get out of here so that kid doesn't dance.
Why is that cast member just standing there? Oh.
I don't think it's a cast member.
It looks
I think
like
it's someone
it,
dressed
it?
Like a cast
yeah.
member.
Unless she just didn't get changed. Oh, God, we're over the edge. Don't look over the edge, dude.
Look down, bro.
You're gonna fall.
Do it. Look down.
He's gonna commit suicide in the living seas. The dead seas.
Yep. Love it.
Killing all the living.
I thought that's a sausage
exit.
Return
to surface via hydrolators. Oh, I guess you can go back up.
Looks like you don't have
the
a choice.
Thieving never leaves. So is he going to go back in the hydrolator or?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. That guy's shorts are so fucking short.
And they're striped.
Hold the hydrolator, please.
They're vertically striped.
Hold it. Wait, so people come in that way?
People coming in, people going up.
Yep. I bet we go to the gift shop now.
It's weird because it's not manned. It's not manned by anyone on this side.
That's true.
You just walk
just
in.
Just go in, and it should let you out on the right side, I guess. So now it's going to go up.
Now we're going up.
Ooh, I like the top. I can see the surface. Lab services. Crew what?
Quarters.
Quarters. Now where are we going?
Surface level.
Epcot level. Epcot Center level.
Yeah.
There we are. We made it.
The fuck was that thing above us?
I don't know. It looked like a jellyfish or something. Oh, it lets you ride out. There's no gift shop?
Bye.
Oh, goddamn. I wonder where that is now.
Goddamn it.
I bet that's just the gift shop, right? Probably. There was a little something at the end, too. We can skip over that. Martin does a lot of notes in his videos, which are good if anyone wants to watch the whole thing. It tells you a lot about
this. This is where
pavilions.
Boy Meets World was.
Oh, yeah. Where you can feed the dolphins and shit, right?
Yeah, that's kind of where Corey and Topanga had a little moment
there.
A
little makeout sesh.
I think they were breaking
this
up
is where,
or getting back
like,
together.
You know, like Jesse like proposed to Becky or whatever.
Was that in Disney
No, wait,
World?
That wasn't proposing. Danny proposed to an ugly lady at the Wishes fireworks.
Oh, I forgot about that shit. Is she in Fuller House? They ever get married? I don't remember.
I don't know. Vicky?
Yeah,
but
Vicky.
I remember, like, it wasn't Danny or, no, Joey was in the water, right? With Mickey or whatever?
I don't remember that one.
Oh. The corporate lounge looks very Epcot-y. Very cute.
Budget reorganization.
There was a mirror. We saw you, Martin. Look at all the yellow. I don't know why, but I like the steaming here. Look at all the benches.
What am I skipping forward to?
What's the time on it right now? What? Why is there theaters there?
So you could see things.
What's that gate?
Recorded.
That looks awesome.
That does look sick.
I don't know what that... Oh, it's a chest. Oh, maybe it's from the movie.
Looks like Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it did. Looked like an organ or something. Oh, now we're... With permission, we went to the secret escorted tour.
This is sick.
This is... Yeah, let's just watch this. I just
want
to see what it looks
like. This is
the
most chill thing ever.
So this is like the corporate like lounge?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's cool. It's a TV. So nice. I think it's still there. I don't know if it looks...
It was closed.
Yeah. It looks really... the living seas. I wonder if that still looks like that. Or if they, like, redid the upstairs, too. Oh, maybe this is it now. Nope. It still says the living seas. I imagine he just recently did this, so...
There's a fish mounted on the wall.
That looks so cool. Look, there's a freaking... Like, a view of the aquarium. And, like,
it's
seating.
It's like a theater, but...
Yeah.
But it's for...
Oh, this is so cool.
The aquarium.
Oh, there's like a whole lounge back
there.
What is
that? That's gross.
Yeah, that doesn't look appetizing.
I'll have one of those, please.
Oh, this is a good view. There's a top. Oh, look at the stingray. Damn, it's all wavy. Is that a stingray?
Yeah.
That looks weird.
It's not a mounted fish. That's not a real fish.
Not a real fish. Just statues of fish and clams and stuff. Oh, an octopus table. Oh, I want
that.
That's
a sick table.
I want that. Oh my god, that was awesome. Oh, look, starfish. I don't know. Swordfish?
What?
Look at the sparkly table. Why is it so pretty up here?
Because no one's allowed there.
I know, what the hell? Oh, look, a piano.
That's
a
sick
clear piano.
Piano.
Oh, damn. The archway? That's so cool.
That's the ride, right?
That's where you can walk. Oh yeah, that is the ride. You're right. Damn. That's so cool.
This is just like I would never leave.
I know. should book a party up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be terrific.
Yeah, it'll be the best.
I'll just sit.
We'll just like book a party in all the upstairs spaces that they have. I think there's one in Norway too for some reason.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Like you can hold like a reception there for your wedding and stuff.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Oh, look, a boardroom. Oh, a water bubbler.
Poland Springs.
What it means to be from Maine. Those are nice chairs for a boardroom.
Let's have a meeting.
About seas. And how they live. Oh, look, another boardroom.
We need 20% more water.
Oh, you can see that's Epcot a nice view. From there. Damn, that's a good view. Even imagine though, having that during a conference.
You, how do you pay attention?
I know, I wouldn't. I'd just stare out the window the whole time. This is cool. It's like a banquet hall. It's like a dance floor. You get Epcot behind you.
That's so cool.
That was a perfect reception hall. Oh, Coral Reef. We haven't been there yet. We actually have to eat there.
Yep.
No, I wasn't going to skip any further than this, so we'll just keep watching it from here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Coral Reef looks really nice inside.
Still?
Too bad that like a million people have told me they got food poisoning there, so...
Really?
I'm not... Yeah. I really want to try it, too. Like, I don't know if it's going to be any good. Oh, it's really busy in there.
I wouldn't mind a little food poisoning.
It looks like you're on a cruise ship. That's a really nice dining room. But it's very crowded. Is it not? Is it me, or...
It's very crowded. It's very crowded.
You
although
go to
there's
Chico,
a lot of,
there's no one there.
There's a lot of empty seats also.
I don't like those chairs. They look very uncomfortable for a table.
See, it's empty there.
Yeah. Might be a different room. Oh, no, same room. The restaurant was moved upstairs during renovations. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, we should have went when it was
damn.
Moved upstairs.
Damn it. In late June 1999, United Technologies withdrew their sponsorship. We knew that.
Bye.
Goodbye, United.
All the music
no one
got
needs
sad.
You. Oh, yeah, it did. All signage had been removed. Oh, my God. It's too soon.
And then the Living Seas
so
had been
sad.
Changed
the
to
living
the Dead
was no
Seas.
More. Late 2001, a corridor was built in the theater between the entrance and the exit and the actual theater mothballed.
What's mothballed?
I don't know what mothballed means. Oh, God. This is like doomy.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then Epcot died that day. Oh, this is so sad. I don't know what I'm sad for. Guests could now choose to bypass the pre-show film. It's like someone did drugs and overdosed and died.
Yeah. It's the end.
It's the end of an era when people skip the pre-shows. 2001, the sea cabs were closed. 2002, they were hidden behind walls. Wow. I hate you people. Why'd
Let's
you ruin everything?
Bury everything so no one remembers.
Guests now simply exit the hydrolators and walk through the ride, bypassing the corridor to Sea Base Alpha. Wow.
It's tragic.
This is stupid. Assholes. I like this music.
Pan flutes.
A guest could now skip the pre-show movie and miss the sea cab ride. Oh, so if you skip the movie, you won't go on the ride.
You'll just go
to the aquarium.
You miss it all.
Good. Fuck you all. The Rotunda pre-show was altered to a generic voiceover and projections showing a countdown. So that movie we saw in the beginning is no longer there?
Right.
This is bullshit. Oh, look, it's 360. Just, it advertises the hydrolators, and that's it. It counts down from 3 minutes.
That just tells you what we're going to do.
Immediately after the briefing, you will board the
hydrolators to Sea Base. It's not interesting at all.
No. For those of you who are returning, it was a freaking movie before that. You might as well give people a movie for 3 minutes.
It's not even a static countdown. It disappears at every minute.
Oh, God. Shortly after the briefing begins. That's like if you went to Captain EO and you didn't watch the making of Captain EO. You just watched a 3-minute countdown or whatever, 15-minute countdown. Once the countdown ended, guests could choose to watch the sea pre-show or walk directly to the hydrolators. So obviously no one stayed and watched the sea pre-show.
Right.
They walked right on through. Open doors now. We especially recommend this for all first-time see how many visitors. Assholes leave. Anyone wishing
to depart directly most of the people went in. Please
stand by. Oh, I thought they'd walk through.
No, they were walking into it. Please exit
through the open doors and board the hydrolators. That's so generic. That's so sad. What was the point of getting rid of that? What saves? That doesn't save any money. That doesn't save people time, really. I mean,
I think it's moving some people. Moving
it faster.
In and out faster, yeah.
It's all about the bottom dollar. The sea cabs were walled off both at load and unload. Wow, that's shitty.
That guy looks like he's crying because
yeah,
of it.
He's like, this is not my Epcot.
This isn't what I remember,
isn't it?
That's
Bob. Oh my god, that's so sad. The ride was still intact and it's just behind a wall.
Yep.
Oh my god, that's so sad. There's literally a door open showing the old sea cabs. In 2004, Turtle Talk opened at the module I see.
The beginning of the end.
Oh god. This was a hint as what was what to come. The Living Seas closed the evening of August 20th, 2005 for a change of theme and direction.
And August
wow, this
21st.
Is like a funeral I'm at. Oh my god, Martin. You're tugging at my heartstrings.
Yeah, but he's making it seem like it's bright. Oh, it's over.
It's over. Thank you, Martin. That was great. Except it's sad.
That's very sad.
Oh my god. I wish you could have done that.
Yeah,
I can't
believe
your first
too.
Ride there was Nemo. I'm so sorry.
I wish so too. That was
but
a
that
lot
was
of
your
fun.
First ride right now, right? You've well, been on it now, kind of.
Yes.
This is the whole point of the show is that you
so
get
I
to
can
go
ride
on,
things. It's right. not it's not for the listener, it's for me.
No. I don't care about these people.
It's so that I can experience all these rides I never got to.
Well, if you know, if they want to, they can watch our videos that we post. Well, not our videos, they're mostly Martin's and some
but the
know,
videos
people.
We watch.
The videos that we do watch, you can watch them on YouTube and we usually put them in the show notes.
Yeah, well, not in the show notes, but there is a watch along with us. So you don't even have to leave the page. You can just go to that and
go to the website right. at whatsdispodcast.com. You could also get a quote for, you know, Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Alani, Universal, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, all the boats.
Basically, if it's fun, you can book it.
Yeah. So just ask me. And get your Halloween party tickets because they're going to sell out, I bet.
Sell out quick.
Yeah, they're adding stuff. So I bet people are going to go now. So anyone's interested, just let me know. Christmas party is on sale also, if you want that. What else do we have? Anything else?
Nothing.
No new shirts yet, people. Sorry.
No new shirts.
Anything else going on?
Not at the moment, but there are things in the works.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm going to set up a website for myself as well, because
right.
we need some travel agency
That's
goodness
correct.
Up there. Yep.
And that'll be on the website. That'll be on What's This, and it'll link to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I also might start streaming soon on Twitch if anyone's interested. I will post it probably on our Facebook page when we start doing that. I really want to do the Disneyland what is it called? Adventures in Disneyland or something.
I don't know.
Something where like you go around and talk to the characters and take
oh, that,
pictures
that
and shit.
Game, yeah.
For some reason we have it on the PS3 Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Yes. So. For some reason it's free. So I think I'm going to stream that live as me playing it for the first time.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So people can watch me be an idiot around.
That was part of the stuff that's
Disneyland.
In the works.
Yep. And that's pretty much it.
All right.
All right. Well, Seabase Alpha out. And it rained and rained and rained.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie. Met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up. She swapped me for a trout. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
There was Typhoon Tessie. Met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up. She was the captain's wife.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Then there was Harpoon Hannah. Had a look that spelled out danger. My heart quivered when she whispered, I'm there, stranger. Bought her trinkets that sailors can't afford.
Sailors can't afford.
And when I spent my last red cent, she tossed me overboard.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you lies. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girl.